Being an adult is hard. I honestly don't know how else to say it, but being an adult is so freaking hard. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Favor Ojika podcast. My name is Favor Ojika, and I'm super excited to have you guys back here with me. Welcome, welcome. If you're new, if you're a returning subscriber, I appreciate you as always. Please, before I even start this podcast, go ahead and like, share, and rate this podcast with your friends. Please help the ministry. How else are we going to grow if you guys are not helping me out? Come on now. And then for those of you that don't know, a little shameless plug, you could actually send me a voice note via Spotify. Like once you click the link on whatever platform you're listening in, preferably Spotify, you could send me whatever voice message that you have and I'll get them. Also, I always have a Q&A on every episode that you could help just put in your thoughts. You know, did you like the episode? Yes. Okay. Put it there. All those things actually help move my market. Please. I'm begging you people now. Help me. Okay. I apologize. I'm not trying to, you know, yell at you or anything, but help me. Okay. Thank you. Now, without further ado, let's just get into this topic because I feel like there are lots of things that I really want to talk about, but I'm just going to take it one step at a time because I just feel like it's important for me to express myself. But before I go further, I want to talk about what's been influencing me lately. It's actually a new segment on my show where I just talk about what I've been feeling lately or what I've been doing lately. So, you know, work is going okay. But personally, I think over this weekend, a friend of mine put me on this show called Surviving Paradise. I think this was on Netflix. It's a Netflix show. And it's very interesting. I don't even want to go into the details, but if you like reality TV shows like I do, which I think is unhealthy at this point because it's been really influencing me, I think you should check that show out on Netflix. It's on Netflix. I hope one day Netflix is going to sponsor my show. I'm putting it out there in the universe. And I get to talk to you guys about shows that I'm watching on these different platforms and they get to run me my check. Now, you guys, mark today's date as a day that I actually said this out loud so that in the future, when I start cashing out these Netflix checks, you guys will say I called it. I mean, I'm just saying, universe, you're hearing your girl's voice. I need this money. I need it, which is why I'm even saying this, because I feel like my head is full. So without further ado, let's just get into this topic. All right. So I promised myself that I'm not going to do too much or dwell on this for a very long time, but I've really been thinking about it. There was this one time I was at work and one of my coworkers just randomly said, Favor, why is being an adult so hard? In my head, I just said, what? She said, why is being an adult so hard? And in my head, I'm like, girl, me too. I wish I knew the answer to that question. You know, for my mind, I was like, oh boy, you're right, sis, you're right. Because they not tell me saying like this is a good deal. They did not tell me when I was growing up. They did not tell me how I mean how fuma. For those of you that don't understand Igbo, AKA, they didn't explain this to me. They did not tell me the intricacies of being an adult. They didn't tell me that not only do I even have to think about myself, if I do decide to have a family, they would have to be a focus. And then living in the kind of world that we live in, you also need to make plans, not just for yourself, but for whatever family that you want to raise. And after you make sure that that family is settled, you also have to consider yourself and think about yourself. So when you're old and gray, the work you did while you were younger can still speak for you in old age. So I decided to talk about this episode because I wanted to understand if I was the only person that was thinking this way too, because I feel like as a child, even though you're hungry, you honestly don't care where the milk is coming from. Your own is, once you open that fridge, there is milk. There is bread for those that, you know, had decent parents and had a decent upbringing, right? There was that availability because if you had responsible parents, or if you had, you know, if you were lucky, that's the word I'm trying to find, you had parents that worked so hard to make sure that you didn't have to worry about those things. Obviously, basically not your business. Like, you know, you were being provided for. But then transitioning into being an adult, I don't think there's that preparation or that conversation of, you know, enjoy it while it lasts too. Because in the very few years, you know, it's just that thing where it's like, it's an assumption. You tell yourself, okay, I've gotten to a point in my life where now I'm an adult. And yeah, I need to get an apartment. I need to pay my bills. I need to get a job. Prior to that, hopefully you go to school. And if school is not your thing, maybe you get a handwork, right? Because you need to make some money. At the end of the day, my uncle always tells me, it's all about the moolah. That's the root of all of this shalai. All this talk that we're talking right now is money. Being able to help yourself, being able to navigate a world where you are not lacking for anything, right? And then that is where your problems and your challenges starts from. So you have to, first of all, figure out your life, or have a semblance of figuring your life out. And then you start thinking and worrying and saying, what the hell do I want to do? Okay, I'm going to college. What the hell do I want to study in college? Okay, I'm about to graduate. Oh my God, I need to find a job. Oh my God, what kind of jobs am I finding? Oh my God, the rejections are crazy. Oh my God, life is happening now. I need to find an apartment. Oh my God, I need to pay off my student loans, if that applies to you. Oh my God, now I have to, you know, thrive in this career and figure out what next, because I need to, you know, find my value. Right? Oh my God, I guess I'm here. Fine. Okay, now I need to double up even more to increase my salary, because guess what? Prices out here in the streets are crazy. Right? Oh my God, I need to save for a house. Oh my God, shoot, I guess I'm old. I need to find a man or a woman to raise a family with. Oh my God, kids are expensive. Oh my God, I need to budget. It's a never-ending rat race. Something is always going to happen at every stage of your life, you know. And I know that saying this and rushing through it feels like something that people already know, but I feel like I'm at the point where I'm trying to embrace the stage, but at the same time I'm also accepting the reality of the fact that I am human and that these things are real struggles. They are real things. You might look at somebody else, right, in your life, your friends, your family members, and it looks like they have their life figured out. It looks like, oh, you know what? They're married. They have partners. They're posting all these things on social media, right? Even though they're not posting, they, you know, find they have a kid, or their life looks set. Like, they look reasonable. You know, they're dealing with their own issues. They're not begging for food. They are okay. You know, hell, they are living their life. They can travel anywhere in the world. They can afford it because they have support. But you don't know if their mortgage is being paid. You really don't know. You don't know if they have a medical emergency that their insurance is not necessarily covering, that they have to pay out of pocket. You don't know if they have family members across the world that they have to take care of. You don't know if they have aging parents that their care is eating very deep in their pockets. You don't know if they have siblings going to school that they have to pay out of pocket for, that their savings are being slashed by the minute. You have no idea. You only see what people show you or what you assume from the outside. I decided to create this episode to acknowledge some feelings when people say, oh, life is hard. Of course life is hard. It's sad, but it's a reality. You know, and if you feel as a person or as a young adult that you have these emotions and it's boiling out of your head. Like, you want to say it out loud, but you don't want to sound like an ungrateful person, or you don't want to sound like somebody that is coming off a certain way. Like, you don't want to sound ridiculous. Yes, that's the word of nurture. That's the word. That was the word I was looking for. If you don't want to sound ridiculous, then this is an opportunity for me to be that person, be that voice to tell you that you are not crazy. You are not mad. It's a real feeling, you know, and you are entitled to your opinion. However, I feel like I also would not leave this podcasting segment without giving you some sort of tips or guiding principles that I've been learning lately. Again, this podcast is all about self-development. I'm not a perfect person. I always say that all the time. I'm a progressing individual. So whatever it is that I feel like I'm learning in the moment, whether I learn it, keep it, retain it, or learn it, and learn it again, I'll come here and share it with you guys, right? For you to make up your mind and make up the decision to say, okay, you know what? Maybe I could adapt one or two things in my own personal life. So the first thing, without further ado, is embrace self-compassion. Have grace for yourself. Acknowledge that adulthood actually comes with its own challenges. Like I said, it's meant to be hard, unfortunately. It can be easy for somebody, for some other people in your own mind, but the truth is, it comes with its own challenges. And it's a good thing. I mean, and a bad thing, depending on how you want to see it, but please, let's focus. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to also believe what I'm telling you, right? Because if I open my mouth here and say what is in my mind, you know, it's going to defeat the whole purpose of being, you know, positive. But no, on a very serious note though, acknowledge that adulthood comes with its own challenges, and it's okay to make mistakes and just, you know, face those difficulties. But most importantly, be very kind to yourself in that process and practice self-compassion. You understand? Most people think failing or having failure is a bad thing. And I know some people have also said this too, you know, depending on what you're listening to or what is influencing you at the moment, you know, failures are not, it's a way of making you correct something that you don't know. That's how I look at it, right? If you fail, it's not a bad thing. You are learning how not to do something. And I could give you a quantum, I don't even know if that's an English word, a quantum of, you know, examples and resources of how many people that invented many things in life had failed. And it was that one success story that made us even understand how much attempt it took for them to get that thing right. So it's okay to fail. I know it's hard for you to believe, but it's okay. And being an adult, having those challenges, you might feel like a failure at some point in your life, but it shouldn't stop you from at least trying or acknowledging it and also being kind to yourself in that process. I'm going to give you a very quick story. I remember when I was in college, and I think I've said this before in this podcast, or maybe not, but anyways, I was in college and I remember, I think this was my first year of grad school, and this was a completely new field. And obviously I was struggling with one of the few classes I was taking. And in my head, I was like, I used to be a straight A student. Why the hell am I feeling this? And I remember, you know, expressing my frustration to my friend, Akin, God bless you. And then he looked at me and he said, it's a good thing. And then in my head, I'm like, what is doing this one? Like, are you okay? I'm telling you, I'm failing my class. Like, I'm literally failing. And he said, no, it's a good thing. Because then you are learning how not to do it. You are actually learning something. So see it that way from that perspective. And don't see it as if you're a failure. No. At that point in my mind, I'm just like, this is not what I want to hear. You know, I don't want to hear this. But then when I went back home and I actually self-reflected, I was like, oh, this is not a bad thing. He said, yes, at least you're acknowledging that something is not right. You know, it's an indication. So you go back and you do it again. If it means talking to your professors, you talk to them. If it means doing your own personal research, you do it again. You know, you're actually learning something. And I'm like, oh, for once in your life, you actually have sense. It's like, I know I always have sense. And I'm like, whatever. Anyways, moving on. Prioritize self-care. That's my second point. I am queen of enjoyment. Enjoyment is my middle name. I always say this. Like, I don't know how to suffer. Adulting can be so overwhelming, but it's very essential for you to prioritize self-care. You know, regularly allocate time for activities that recharge your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. You know, it could be very, very simple. It could actually be something as simple as taking a walk, meditation, enjoying a hobby. I always love to watch movies and TV series. You know, at the end of the day, if I have time and I don't sleep off, I like talking with my friends. I love talking with my family members. I always make it a point of duty to at least talk to one person, one sibling or friend, at least once a day. I need to talk to them. You know, it makes me happy. It makes me calm. So if that's your version of self-care, please, girl, by all means, boy, do what you need to do. If you like running, more power to you, mama, papa. You know, if you like brunches like I do, massages, come on now. Knock yourself out. You know, make sure it's simple and it's regular. It will help you. Set realistic expectations. I feel like this is very, very important. Recognize that no one has it all figured out. Oh, this is the point where most people just don't believe. They see people's life, or at least a snapshot of the life that they want to show you, and you think that, you know, they have everything figured out. I will not even lie, I fall in that trap half the time. When I see somebody doing things that I've always told myself I want to do, oh God, in my head, I'm just like, oh my God, you know. I mean, it takes work to actually do that, but sometimes most people don't even know what they're doing. I've come to realize that. They're just going with the flow. They're figuring it out. They're making effort. That's the difference. But if they don't have, it's not perfect, you know. So sometimes it's very normal for you to feel uncertain or lost sometimes, but be very realistic with your expectations and also understand that success is a journey with ups and downs, like I said earlier. Another point is seek support and connections. Don't be afraid to lean on your support system. It could be your friends, it could be your family, it could be your therapist, Jesus. Woo, it could be Jesus. So please continue to build and maintain meaningful connections with others, you know, so they can provide you that emotional support and hopefully valuable guidance that you need to navigate adulthood. It's very important. I have personal coaches, I have mentors in both my careers and my personal life, and by the grace of God, I'm going to be bringing them on this podcast where they will be sharing their insights on their lives too, and I'll also be sharing how I've been convening with them and conversing with them and how their insights has been very invaluable to my life and how I've been trying to grow as a person, you know. And then I feel like my last point is continuous learning, always trying to be better. Being an adult involves with dealing with new challenges and responsibilities. I already said this before, but if you embrace that growth mindset, you know, and you're open to continuous learning, whether in your personal life, your career life, your family life, your relationship life, even learning new skills, you know, taking on new roles, staying curious, being adaptable, I promise you that those foundations would, you know, serve as a starting point to getting your life back at, you know, on track and being a better person. I feel like the goal is to be a better person in whatever shape or form that comes in. And that requires you, first of all, being self-aware, right? Showing yourself kindness, you know, prioritizing your self-care or your own definition of self-care, being realistic with your expectations, you know, amongst your family and friends and your career, you know, seeking support and connections, and also just being very open and flexible to learning every day and, you know, embracing that growth mindset. I think all these different steps will help you just, you know, navigate this part of your life that seems very challenging, you know. So, yeah, and as usual, there are lots of resources online too that you could also use to help yourself just explore and be better. And you don't have to listen to me half the time. I mean, please listen to me. Obviously, that's the point of doing all of this. But I mean, I'm sharing my insights. I'm trying to be as real as possible. I'm trying to be as relatable as possible because I feel like I'm going through this. So in my head, I'm like, I don't think I want to believe that I'm not the only person going through this, because we are human beings, right? And so I'm choosing to share my journey and some of the things that I'm doing. Hopefully that would help somebody that's listening to this podcast, you know. And yes, I'm very happy to hear your thoughts. I'm very happy to hear what you're feeling, how you're feeling, and very happy to hear some of the things that you do to navigate adulthood. What exactly do you do? Do you even agree with the points that I sent? And if yes, so what else do you do to navigate adulthood? You know, it might not be the things I mentioned, but I really want to hear from you and hear your thoughts. So feel free to leave me a voice note. Like I said before, rate my podcast on all platforms that you're listening on, aka Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all of the above, everywhere you listen to your podcasting, or to your podcasts. But yeah, without further ado, please do not forget to like this, share with your friends on social media. We are available on Instagram at The Favorite Chica Podcast, and I'll be so excited to hear your thoughts. And yeah, I will see you guys in my next episode. Yo guys, I'm so excited for this series and the segments that I'm going to be bringing and the people that are going to be coming on this podcast. It's going to be amazing, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear all the amazing insights that are coming. So please keep your eyes peeled, listen to this podcast, share with your friends, like I said again, and I'll see you guys in my next episode. Oh, actually, last thing I was going to say before you guys go, do not forget to always, always let love lead, and I'll definitely see you in my next episode. Bye.